Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Quit biting my flip-flop. Quit biting my flip-flop. Quit biting my flip-flop. Quit biting my flip-flop.
The build-up right there.
It is.
That's Big Al's hit song, Quit Biting My Flip-Flop. So you're asking for some help, Al?
Well, here's the thing. I'm not a very good writer.
Okay.
And Curtis, when he left anyway, he wasn't a very good reader. So
most dogs.
Yeah. Curtis is my dog, my golden doodle that I sent off to boarding school. And we all have pets here. I know it sounds kind of silly.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it be something if we actually could communicate with our animals? Like if we could actually tell them how we feel and they actually understood us.
You now, can with touch and
feelings.
You
do understand. Like my dog's sad when I'm sad.
Yeah. And I miss Curtis. I'm telling you. I don't miss getting up at 3 o'clock to take him to go pee and poop.
Be honest, but it's kind of cool that he's not around.
Temporarily, yes. Yeah. I know it's for a greater good.
Weeks is this program?
It's four. Here's the thing, Jenna.
I was going to extend it probably. They're going to extend it.
They had an option, 3, 4, or 6. And I signed him up for 4 weeks, right?
Yeah, split the difference.
Right. So I said 4 weeks is fine. The lady said, unless you're like training him to go hunt or, you know, some specialized something, 4 weeks is probably cool.
Yeah.
And she specializes in these retrievers, like Goldens or Labradors, you know, stuff like that.
So how many more weeks do you have to go?
Just two.
Two more weeks?
But.
Oh, it feels like he's been gone longer.
It feels like, doesn't it?
He's been gone way longer than two.
Doesn't it?
I feel like he has, longer.
Well, he was supposed to be done the week that begin Labor Day week, next week. But he would come back, and then as soon as he got back, I would be leaving to go to Mexico for Labor Day weekend.
Oh, I thought you were talking, and then the weekend after that, you're going to L.A.
Oh, God, I forgot about that. So, anyway, I told her, I asked her if she could, like,
you know,
board him for one
more
week.
You could bring him back and board him, like,
I know,
where
but
I board
like,
my dog when I go out of town.
Like, right when he gets back, I didn't want to leave 2 or 3 days later and then not be able to do all of the things
the
that
reinforcement.
I'm supposed to. The reinforcement. So,
okay.
So anyway, I hadn't even thought about the Ellie thing. But anyway.
Of course you hadn't.
God.
Poor dog.
So I know he's sad. I could see in the pictures that she sent, the lady trainer, she sends me pictures. I'm like, oh, he either misses me or he's acting like he misses me because he's having so much fun down there. One or the other.
Does he look sad in the pictures?
He's got all his hair's kind of over his eyes a little bit. But kind of. He kind of looks sad. But
maybe you're projecting your feelings.
I know. I'm sad because, you know, he's annoying sometimes when he bites my couch or my shoes or my glasses or my jeans or my money or whatever it is.
He's a destructive dog.
He's destroyed some stuff.
Yeah.
But
he needs something to do.
But
he's
better, supposedly.
They said
he's doing better.
On course.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
where he's supposed to be.
And he's getting along with other dogs, which was a slight problem with Dr. Girlfriend's because she's got a little tiny chihuahua.
Yeah.
So, you know. Anyway, I thought, as silly as it sounds, it might be a good idea for me to write a letter to Curtis.
A letter to your dog?
Well, he's in school, so maybe.
He can't read.
But maybe it would be something that I could send to my to the trainer lady. And
okay.
She could read it to him.
Or we could just record the letter so he can hear it in his daddy's voice.
Yeah, he needs to hear your voice.
See, that's 20 years of radio right there.
That's Kelly taking the bit to the next level.
Yeah.
Because Curtis has not heard your voice in how long?
In over 2 weeks.
You know, and it's all about your soothing tones. I mean, you could tell a dog, I'm going to take you out in the backyard and hit you over the head with a shovel. And he'll come with you because it's about the tone of voice.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So
I do know that.
Yeah. So you need to maybe do an audio letter.
So you know, or a video, so we can see you.
Yes.
Well, we have video cameras in here already recording this. So what we could do, Al, if you really still need help with us, is we'll give you a line to say.
Yeah.
And you just say it, and we'll cut it out and post.
Okay.
And send it to Curtis.
Yeah. I mean, I started out like, dear Curtis, first of all, I miss you so much, except for the part about walking you at 3 a.m. Maybe your teacher at school could teach you how to open up the elevator, push the button, and walk yourself.
Ooh.
Just a thought.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Anyway, if she did that, that would make me not feel so bad about how much money this training is costing me. By the way, Curtis, I had to throw away all of your half-eaten rawhide bones. I hope you're not upset. But they were half eaten. I'll get you new ones.
But they had his saliva and smell on them.
I know.
You better not have washed his blankie.
No, I didn't. No, actually, that I had to take that down to school with him, so he would feel like he's at
home. Wow, at least he has something.
Yeah, and some toys and stuff. So how is school? How are the other kids treating you? So you see
kids.
The theme here?
Yeah.
So this is where I'm kind of, I want it to be kind of funny because he knows I'm kind of, you know.
Yeah, you're that funny guy. You're the fun dad.
I kind of joke around.
You really
got to
change
bit.
The tone of your voice. You have not said turkey, park.
Nothing.
Cheese.
Mm. Hump.
Ride.
Right.
Car.
Okay.
You got to say the keywords.
So Curtis, I know you miss going to the park.
Park?
Park.
Want to go for a ride?
You want to go for a ride, Curtis? When you get back, we're going to go for a long ride.
See, now we're just teasing him.
Tell him we're going to go bye-bye. Want to go bye-bye?
He loves to ride in the
And then what's going to happen is when he jumps up in excitement, his trainer's going to hit him on the nose. Bad dog. Got to beat that stuff out of him.
No, Kelly. Oh, man, I should mention Dr. Girlfriend because Dr. Girlfriend really misses him, too. Dr. Girlfriend really misses you, Curtis, a whole lot.
But her dog doesn't.
No, Sophie doesn't miss you at all. Sophie's actually kind of glad you're away. I probably shouldn't say that.
That's going to make him feel bad.
We're going to leave that in.
Unwanted.
Yeah, let's take that out in post.
What do you have for him when he comes back? Are you going to get him a...
What you going to do?
Well, are you going to give him... Do you have turkey and chicken?
Curtis, when you get back, I'm going to give you turkey. I'm going to give you hamburger meat.
Oh, does he know that?
Tom, I'm going to teach you how to hump.
All George knows is treat. You want treat?
Treat? Oh,
seriously,
treat.
I was at the dog park this weekend, and I heard a guy say to his dog, do you want to go to Jack in the Box? I'm like, oh my God. He was like, I'm in the mood for Jack in the Box. Do you want Jack in the Box?
Would you like an Ultimate Supreme?
Or do you want Whataburger? I'm like, no way.
So we're going to have so much fun when you get back home, Curtis. I'm going to even try to find you a girlfriend. He's fixed, so it's cool.
Oh, he was broken?
Well, if he's fixed, does he care about having a girlfriend?
I think it's cool because Max has a girlfriend.
Yeah, when guys
Maximus the pug is into, he has this black pug named Lady.
We want to hump
that
even
he's
more,
like
yeah.
really into. He goes to her door.
Yeah, when guys
every
get
time
fixed,
we go out.
We still want to do it.
Hmm.
Yeah. Want the deal?
Well, if not, I can get you some doggy blue pills. So anyway, Curtis, I just want to let you know that I miss you so much, and I can't wait for you to get home as soon as I get back from Mexico, because I would bring you home before I go to Mexico, but I got to go to Mexico for 3-4 days for Labor Day, because I'm really, really tired and stressed out
right
now.
Yeah, you just got off vacation. It's like,
Why do I picture Al talking to Curtis like this at his house?
So when you get back, we're going to have fun for 4 straight days, and then I got to go to...
I'm
going to go to L.A. for Dish Nation. But after that, I'm going to be home... For at least
an hour a day.
Well, we just got an email yesterday that we have to go to Wichita to Wolfstar.
Yeah,
maybe
we
can take him with me.
You can't take him with you.
Yeah, I'm going to take mine.
Really?
Well, mine's a service dog now.
Oh.
So yours is not a service dog.
He's certified,
100%.
Really?
It's a crock.
Hold on. So if I asked him to help me cross the street, he could help me.
They don't have to do that.
Dog. If you can't fly because you're too nervous, you can take your dog with you. It's like a...
He's not in the army, JC.
A service dog are the ones that help you cross the street.
There's different. There's ones that are trained to help, you know, blind people or people that are, you know, are disabled. Mm-hmm. And he is, he helps me with my psychiatric disorders.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, Curtis.
Like I said, it's a crock.
Yeah.
Whatever.
When you come back, you're going to be up at the bar. We're going to sing karaoke together.
What song are you going to sing?
We're going to do like a doggy shot. It's going to be awesome. You're going to be the greatest, smartest dog ever. So I can't wait to see you in 2 weeks.
Who's a big boy? Who's a big boy?
See,
who's like my Curtis? Curtis?
It's like babies. You can't talk to them like that all the time.
Yes, you can. Sometimes. They love that.
Thanks for letting us help you with that letter that you wrote.
Well, y'all are a big help.
Yeah.
I tried.
Yeah, you did. Because I would have done just a straight letter on paper, but doing this letter, this audio, video letter that we just produced.
You need to get this dog a house, Al.
This is going to be awesome.
Baby, come back.
You need to get this dog a full-time nanny.
Come here. Oh, me. I was lost, and I just can't live.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Love, Dad.
All right. Man, I'm sure he'll love that, Al.
Okay, good. Thank you. I appreciate y'all helping me out on that.
Maybe when you send the video, you could like smear bacon or something all over it.
Yeah.
So
hot dog juice.
Licking off
the bottom of a hot dog pack.
Ooh, hot. Ugh, you made me gag just then.
Get a meat suit when you pick them up.
All right. I got $100 that Al never sees Curtis again.
Oh, yeah. Al's done. No, he's moving on to the next one.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Prior to this break, we had two great-looking men in the studio, but now we have three great-looking men.
I won't even put myself in the same category.
Oh, yes.
Wait, I've only seen one today, and he's standing right next to me.
Oh, really, Jenna? Because I think he added to the good-lookingness.
That guy's so pretty, he makes my eyes hurt.
It's something, man.
Brenton, Brenton Thwaites from the Givers in studio with us.
Thank you.
I would say it's what you call movie star good look. Some people just have that look.
Did you have surgeries or something, Brenton?
Yeah, he has. You look nice. You know, like you look like a nice person.
You know what it is? It's you're eating a watermelon over there. It's that you have to swallow the seeds.
And yeah, that makes you look like you?
Yeah, it gives you that extra.
I'm going to eat more watermelon.
Shout out.
I'm going to stop ordering seedless watermelon.
My people have been doing that a long time, and I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Now, how did you get this lead role in this like greatly anticipated movie with these great actors, The Giver? How did you score that role?
Well, I auditioned with a director called Philip Noyce, who's
yes.
a director.
Yes.
And over a series of a couple of weeks and about somewhere in between 6 to 10 auditions, I auditioned with different actors to play Asher and Fiona, and we kind of developed a bond and a relationship. And I guess he liked
me. He liked you.
Did you beat out any big
ones? After like 6 times and they still haven't given you the role? I mean, that's crazy to hear that you go through that many rounds. Like, you think after like 2 job interviews, you're like, okay, I'm not going to get it. What was your mentality after 6 times of going in and reading for them?
Well, I enjoyed it. We kind of found little small things at every audition, and me and Phil got our working relationship obviously got more strong. And after the 6th one, I was kind of just like, guys, you got to tell me if I've got this.
It's
or not.
Torture.
Over it.
Torture.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's kind of, you know, people do that a lot in Hollywood.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
They torture us, you know. That's okay.
We're chatting with Brenton Thwaites, or as I like to call him, Brenton.
Brenton.
Do you get, because you've been doing film for a while, but do you get starstruck when you do a film with Angelina Jolie or with Katie Holmes or Jeff Bridges? Do you have to get over that?
You do. You really do.
Yeah.
You kind of just get on with it. You know, you get on with your job. And
but wait a minute. Your first thoughts when you see Angelina Jolie first time in front of you, what are your thoughts?
And she goes, hey, Brenton.
I remember just thinking to myself, like, be cool, be cool.
Right.
But was she in full-on Maleficent at that point?
No, we were just rehearsing, and it was an introduction. But she was super cool, too. You know, maybe she was saying, be cool, be cool.
Yeah, no, it's Brenton.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, my God.
Did you call her Angie, just to keep it super cool? Like, hey, what's up, Angie?
AJ.
I'm busy reading my lines right now, so please don't bother me.
Well, Jenna is super excited about this movie because she read the book.
Yeah, I don't know, because you're a few years younger than me, but this was, like, required summer English honors class reading. I remember, like, The Giver. I had to read it and then reread it when the school year started. And I loved the book. And I know some schools ban the book because it's kind of controversial. Right. But had you read the book in school?
I hadn't read it in school. It seemed like it was more of an American culture kind of thing. Although I'm sure we did have it in Australia. I just didn't read anything when I was a kid. I was too busy watching movies.
It's a good message for the kids, by the way. Don't read.
Yeah, don't read.
Watch movies.
Well, when you're growing up in Australia.
And you'll have to be a movie star.
Yeah.
Might as well go surf.
Yeah, exactly. It's good to surf around. You're kind of allowed not to read, you know.
That's fine.
But if there's no surf, then you got to read, kids. Read.
That's
okay,
right.
Well, I mean, the book came out in, I think, like 1993. So I haven't read it since, you know, I mean, it's probably been like 10 or 15 years.
What was controversial about it?
Well, it's because you need to help me fill in on this since you just starred in the movie. But
let's see how Jenna does,
Brenton. It's this utopian society where they have just created this community that's rather bland because the world was so full of pain and suffering that they were like, okay, we're going to make life better for everyone, but things aren't going to be good either, like too good and too bad. It was just very dull, right?
Right. I mean, the two main things that stick out for me, basically the subtextual ideas are very dark. You know, the idea that if someone's not pulling their weight in the community, they are released. There's one scene where Jonas is bathing an older woman and she's naked, and that's kind of.
And you get that gig, dude. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Bathing in, like, how old? Like, mid-40s?
An elder.
I really love that gig.
An elder. So,
but I don't want to be older than me.
An elder.
Because then that would just be
an old lady, you know?
Yeah.
Brenton, one time we were in Mexico, and Big Al Max started making out with a lady who was at least 62.
Okay,
why are you telling that story?
Yeah, because
he was talking about bathing elders, so I want to tell him about Al making out with elders.
I'm into it. That's cool.
What is old lady to you at 24? What do you deem an elder?
A cougar.
Kelly. I guess Anyone who's 25 and older.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a safe answer.
You're in.
Hey, I'm an old.
Yeah, you're in my boat now, Jenna. How's it feel?
Cool.
Okay, so in this movie, Jeff Bridges is the one that is the giver, right? So he gives you
his memories.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So he, basically, I have the capacity to see beyond, which is what Lois calls it in her book. And it's a gift to see little snippets of color and little memories that are quite strange at the time. And so I'm chosen to receive all the memories of the history of the world.
Oh, wow.
Man.
Oh, that's too much.
That's
and
pretty
so
good.
So I receive all the memories of the history of the world, as you do. And
as you do.
And in that, I learn the truth about our community.
I feel like Jeff Bridges is like handing the torch to you, literally, in the movie. You know, did he give you a lot of tips working with him like that?
He did. Yeah, he did. It was more watching him work and working with him and... I mean, I felt like I was kind of like the dude in training. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. The receiver.
It's like the best acting class was on set. Yeah.
You're the little Lebowski.
Right. I'm the little Lebowski.
Oh, that's so cool.
Taylor Swift's a friend of our show. We've had her on a few times, and she's actually in this movie, and she's starting to dab a little bit in acting. Do you do any scenes with her?
Yeah, I do. We have a scene. I don't want to say too much about it because it reveals quite a lot.
Uh-huh.
But basically, we're in the same room at different time periods, and so there was a lot of CGI elements, a lot of technical camera moves in the scene, and took a long time to shoot. But she came in with a great attitude. You know, it's hard to just jump into a movie like this because, you know, you've got Jeff Bridges, Meryl Streep, as you guys know. And for me, I know my first introduction was, I was like, oh my God, you know, it's crazy. But for someone who, you know, has done so well in music and is kind of new to acting, I thought she was great, man.
She was a natural.
Yeah, totally.
Did you hit on her at all, ask her on a date? Did you?
I didn't. No.
Oh, Brenton.
Maybe I should have.
Maybe that was during her Harry Styles phase.
Maybe. Yeah, because it was a while ago, right?
Yeah, it was when they were filming, maybe.
Harry has nothing on Brenton.
Oh, thanks, girl. Thanks.
Thanks, girl.
Jenna Owens, girl next to you. So I thought I'd say
yeah, there you go.
Well, that could be me, Brenton.
Girl next to me.
Yeah, that could
so
be me.
Welcome.
Girl next door.
Yeah, Brenton Thwaites, good friend of the show.
Yes. He knows us by name, girl. What? How do you... come from Australia and then come to the U.S. Was that on your own dime? You decided, I have a dream, I want to be an actor, or did you start acting in Australia?
I started acting in Australia. I went to college for 3 years, and then I started out on three smaller shows in Australia, and then I kind of just jumped the lake. I mean, I wanted to do this for, you know, ever since I can remember, so for me it was an easy decision. But yeah, it is on your own dime, and I was lucky that I could kind of afford to come over and get a shot, you know.
Did you work as a waiter or anything like that back when you started out in L.A.?
Yeah, pay your dues.
Yeah.
I have to tell a funny story.
Yes!
me and my buddy, we were kind of broke. We had no money. We spent it all being stupid and going out.
Uh-huh.
And this is when I first got to L.A. And he's like, dude, we just got to get a job in one of these gay bars around town, you know.
Who says that?
Because
I gotta get a job.
A smart guy.
Because
smart
everybody man. Knows this about the gay community. They have lots of expendable cash. It's the truth.
They do.
So what was the plan? What did you guys do?
So we kind of just rolled into West Hollywood, and
that's where all the gays,
you know,
are.
Like a Friday night or something. And we just went into each one and said, God, you know, we're looking for, and we, I was like, bro, I don't think I can bartend, because we were bartenders for years before this. I was like, dude, I don't think I can bartend with no shirt on, you know?
It's not hygienic.
And he's like, dude, you'll be fine. Anyway, we couldn't get a job.
Homeboy's way over.
You couldn't get a job? Can you imagine that bar manager now thinking, that guy on that film looks familiar?
Why couldn't you get a job?
I don't know, because it was kind of illegal, to be honest.
Oh, you're underage?
Abusers wouldn't allow it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, maybe I should apply for a... certain type.
Maybe you should try now.
You can work work my beer tub anytime.
Shirtless, though.
Yeah. Well, wait, shirtless.
So do I have to be shirtless?
Sure, why not?
What did you do to make money?
Is that illegal,
fixed
too?
IKEA things.
Okay. You're a handyman.
I asked my parents a lot.
Yeah.
They said no a lot, and eventually said yes.
Figured out.
Look at me now.
Take your shirt off. Make some money.
Totally, man. Mm-hmm. Totally.
That's hilarious.
Brenton Thwaites from The Giver in theaters now. Brent, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah,
hopefully you come back next time you have a movie out.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Deal?
Good luck.
Deal.
Yeah.
All right.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Okay, parents, listen up. What if I told you there's an app that guarantees, it guarantees that your kid will call you back?
I heard about this for the first time yesterday, and I loved it. It's one of those things you're like, Why didn't I think right? of it first?
Well, somebody thought of it first, Kelly Raspberry. Her name is Sharon Standiford, and she's on the phone with us right now. Hello, Sharon.
Hello. Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me on.
Sharon, you are every mom's hero.
And all the teenagers hate
Seriously,
you.
Seriously, yeah.
Exactly. Mom's hero and kids hate me.
But what a brilliant, brilliant idea. Tell us about this app you've created.
How does this work?
Well,
what's it called, first of all?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's called Ignore No More. Ignore No More. And all you have to do is download it on the parent phone and then download it on the child phone. Once you have it set up, the parent activates it, push your child's name, put in a 4-digit password, and hit lock, and it'll lock the child's phone. And it limits their features, so the only thing they can do is call someone in their emergency contacts or call 911.
Wow.
So until they call mom...
To get the four-letter or the four-number code.
Exactly. Until they call mom or dad or whoever has locked the phone... to get the password, they can't do anything.
And this is great because kids, I see kids that are 6 and 7 years old that have phones now. And you know, and then when they go
six
to their...
6 and 7?
Yes.
Wow.
6, 7, 8.
McKelly's begging for one and she's almost 8.
And, and when they go hang out with their friends and you're trying to get a hold of them, they don't answer their phones because they're too busy texting their other friends.
Yeah. No, they're not too busy. They just don't want to answer.
Sharon, I'm assuming you have children or this idea was inspired from something in particular. What was that?
It was my children. In fact, they're 17 and 19 now. But what happened is we were out one day, and all I was trying to do is get a hold of them so they would let the dog out. The dog needed let out. And after many texts and calls, I just got so mad at them. And I know it's experiences that people, parents go through. So I looked at my husband and I said, you know, we need to invent an app that just shuts their phone down. And so the whole idea just started from there.
We're talking with Sharon Standiford, who invented the app. What was it called again?
Ignore No More.
Ignore No More.
Sharon, you have to tell me. Please tell me that this was not inspired by your husband not calling you back. And you just decided to.
She just said what it was inspired.
I know.
By.
I know what she said.
But that's a good idea.
Look. Many people have commented. Can I use this on a spouse, a coworker?
Yeah, good luck.
I just say, if this app isn't going to solve the problems, then if you're having that kind of problem,
right?
I'd like to have one where block the wife from calling.
Oh, that's great.
Come on, man.
What a great message. Now, Ignore No More, the only thing is, you know, I have an iPhone, and as of right now, it's only available for Android, right?
Yes, that's correct. But we're working on with the developer how that we can get the iPhone so that it can interact with the Androids for Ignore No More.
Hopefully that's really soon because it's only, $1.99 for that kind of peace of mind.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Good. I appreciate that.
Now,
was
it tough to develop an app, or was it pretty easy to pick up for you?
Oh, I knew nothing about it. I was a school teacher, and I decided that I just wanted to take on the challenge. I'm just that type of person. So I just sat down, and I researched how to do this, how to develop an app.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, I typed in the very beginning a year ago, how do I have an app developed? And it took me a couple of weeks, and I did some research and made notes, and I just went from there and found a very good local developer here, and I've just been running with it ever since.
How rich is she going to be?
Yeah. Right?
I haven't. That's it. People keep saying you've struck gold, and I haven't. People underestimate how much it costs to develop an app.
Oh, but eventually.
Hopefully.
Yeah. My husband is not anywhere near being able to quit his job.
Okay. But you're hoping he can. Now, when I saw that you created this app, Sharon, I put myself into a teenager's shoes because you know what kids are going to try to do. They're going to try to get around this thing.
Try and outsmart it.
Sharon, is it possible for me as your son to go on my phone and just hold down all my apps, have them pop up and start vibrating and just hit that X and delete the app?
No, what we've done is we've put in some countermeasures in the app.
Smart
and what
woman.
Happens is, when the children or the kids go in and they try to do these things, it actually sends an email to the parent letting them know that they've been tampering with Ignore No More. Mm-hmm. And if they do one item that they do that I don't want to say, it actually will lock their phone and then send the email.
So you did think about everything.
Everything.
Man.
Because kids are smart and they're sneaky.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Oh, for sure.
They're very sneaky.
And it's the good ones that you can't trust.
Well, the bad ones, you can't trust either coach.
Well, the bad ones are just blatant about it. The good ones, you have to kind of really keep tabs on.
How is your relationship now with your kids? Because I know when they're teenagers, that's kind of the period of time that the kids are like, oh, mom, dad, you're so embarrassing. And now that you've created this app, how have they been treating you?
Well, you know, I have good children. It's just those moments that you want them to do something that you're asking them to do. And but I have good kids. And my son, I've only had to lock his phone, I think I said once, since the app's been on his phone.
So other kids aren't threatening your kids?
And it's such an easy fix. All you got to do is call your parents back and get the code, and that's it.
Yeah.
It's so easy to fix.
It. Yeah, that's it.
But this doesn't give you access to, like, I think a lot of kids would be scared. Like, it's going to give you access to their messages or, you know, if your phones are synced, you know, to their photos and messages and things like that. No?
That's a good point that you bring up, because others have said, well, that's not fair that you can see all their information. No, it has. We're not mirroring what's on the child's phone. Mm-hmm. It's just we're controlling the feature. We can't see their Facebook. We can't see their texting. It's nothing like that. We're not interfering with their privacy. We're just trying to get that control when that's they're cool. not calling or texting us.
Now, have you been contacted by big companies to try to buy you out or anything like this, or are you going to?
No, but they're more than welcome to give me a call if they want to.
As long as you have the idea patented, yeah.
Because this is seriously,
it's great.
It blows my mind that nobody thought about this. It really does blow my mind. When we've had smartphones for how long and nobody mm-hmm. thought, hey, my kids are so annoying, they don't call me back. You're the first one to think of this idea.
But and I never expected it to be such a controversial issue. It's just a problem that I had, and I decided to create it.
Are you getting some negative feedback from this from other people?
Oh yeah, we're getting negative feedback.
Like what?
Is that it is too much? That parents are trying to be too controlling, and that this app is senseless because all they have to do is take the child's phone. And my response to that is when you take the kid's phone, you're actually hurting the parent also mm-hmm. because the kids are still out and about mm-hmm. and you can't get a hold of them.
Right.
And what if the kid is really in an emergency situation? Well, they don't have their phone to call the parents. And see, with Ignore No More, they can do all of that, except they can't play around on it.
It's pretty smart. I got to hand it to you.
Oh,
pretty
she,
doggone
she has a great
smart.
Comeback to that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You need spokespersons?
True.
Yeah, JC's offering because his two-year-old just will never call him back.
Man, how do you get your two-year-old to call you back, Sharon?
I don't know. I'll think about that when I get back with you.
Well, it's called Ignore No More. Right now, I guess you go to, was it the Google online?
Google Play.
Google Play. And then hopefully within the next, how far off do you think before the iPhone app will be ready?
Oh, I can't disclose anything like that.
Okay, so
legality.
Just keep checking.
iPhone enabling with like lock controls is difficult. Yeah. Even when it's your own phone and you lose it, you know.
It's got to be some kind of way to come up with something where the kids can do like a counter, like ignore more.
Why would you want kids to? No, Al.
I'm just looking out for the kids.
No.
Just looking out for the kids.
Oh, the counter ignore.
Yeah, ignore more and more.
I'm gonna create ignore some more.
Take that.
Sharon Standiford, thank you so much for joining us.
Way to go, Sharon.
Congratulations on coming up with this great app.
Ignore No More.
Good job.
Ignore No More on Android. Coming soon on iPhone. Maybe. She can't disclose.
Awesome.
Have a great day, Sharon.
All right. Thank you.
Make that money, girl. Yeah.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right. I'm going into this break blind because I have no idea what's happening. All I know.
I never know what's happening, Jason.
happier there, right?
Yeah, it's a happy place, dude.
All I know that we're about to be given a surprise about the other box movement. Yeah.
Yes, it's a movement. JC, we have to give you credit for this. I don't know if you were the first one on the planet to discover the other box, but you're the first one to bring it to our attention.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And our listener, his name is Michael.
Okay.
And Michael's on the phone with us right now. Hey, Michael.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. I'm going to real quick read the letter that you sent in yesterday, if you don't mind. It says, JC, I want to thank you for talking about the other inbox today. This was yesterday he was listening.
Oh, you're talking about the other box movement.
Right. He said, I went there to check it out and found someone who's been looking for me for many years.
Wow, really?
My 28-year-old daughter, I knew not that I had.
Wow, Michael.
Yes. Apparently, he was in a relationship 28 years ago with a woman. They broke up. She never told him she was pregnant.
Man.
Michael, how did you feel when you first saw that message in your other box?
I was kind of in shock, kind of sad, kind of happy, you know, I couldn't believe it hardly. I had to ask some questions, you know. I wanted to make sure, you know, is this legit? Tell me something about you. Tell me something about your mom, about that time, about that era, you know. And it was a shock. She knew quite a bit that not a lot of people knew.
Well, how long ago had you gotten this message and not seen it?
Well, the actual date on the deal was August 6th.
Within a matter of days.
She said she'd been looking for me for a long time. She said there's so many Michael Webbs on Facebook from Oklahoma, and she'd just been going through looking at them.
Wow.
And they kind of communicated, you know, via texting and via email yesterday, but you haven't heard each other's voice.
No, we haven't.
Until now, because we have your just-discovered, long-lost daughter, Savannah, on the phone.
Hi, Savannah.
Hello.
Hey.
Savannah, we are so excited to talk to you because like your dad, isn't that so funny to say your dad?
Yes.
Michael was just telling us, even though you sent the message to him just a matter of a week or so ago, you've been searching for your father for quite some time. Tell us why.
Oh, I just, you know, you always just feel like you have a part missing of you, you know? So I really got to looking, and then I just, when I got that message, oh my gosh, my heart just dropped.
I understand you had like a little medical reason also. You have a child. So, Michael, congratulations, you're a grandfather.
Yeah.
Who had some medical issues, and the doctor encouraged you to get your family history, and you're like, well, I've got a missing piece here, right?
Right. Yes, he has a certain type of lung disease, but they can't find out exactly what it is yet. So they said, start looking into your family history to see what you can find. So that has really pushed me to start finding and to see so that I can try and help the doctors find out what is going on with him and stuff like that. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, how many Michael Webbs have you messaged over the years?
Yeah, how many
because, you know, he just got his.
And how'd you know this was him?
Oh, I didn't until he started telling me things that only my mom had told me.
Yeah.
But he was the only Michael Webb that messaged me back.
Out of all of them.
Well, they all
out
haven't checked. They haven't checked their other boxes.
Yeah, apparently not.
Savannah, this is the first time you've gotten to talk to your biological dad. What do you want to say to him?
It has been a long time.
It has been a very long time. I am so ready to get down there and meet y'all and get you in part of this crazy, crazy big family. I have a huge family.
I do. Wow.
My question for Savannah is, have you sent your dad a friend request? And, Michael, have you accepted it?
Yes, we have.
Well, Michael, did you only find this message just because of learning about the other inbox? Is that why you checked it recently?
Yeah. So y'all were talking about it a while back. I had heard y'all talking about it, so I was going to listen to the show and find out about it. Well, something happened. I didn't hear about it. Well, then y'all talked about it yesterday.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about the other box movement all day long.
Well, Michael, I mean, I guess the important question is, do you have a wife and a family now, and how do they feel about this?
Well, it's just me and my son. I have a 13-year-old son, Dakota, and I told him yesterday about it. He's ecstatic. He's ready to meet her.
Savannah, I have to imagine that there are so many things that have happened in the last 28 years of your life that you would really like to fill your dad in on, you know, that he didn't have the chance to be a part of. Does anything stand out? I mean, obviously, you have a child.
Right.
More than one.
Yeah.
I think the biggest moment of my life is when I actually found him and he messaged me back.
Yeah.
So the biggest moment of your life happened because of JC.
Oh, my God.
And the other box movement. I'm trying to create a song for it, you guys.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, I hope.
I do owe JC a big thank you for talking about that, because if he wouldn't have talked about it, I would have never found her.
Man, and I can so relate to you, Savannah, because this is exactly the same way I got to meet my biological father, and I'm glad it's working out for you. And I wish you guys the best of luck with your relationship.
Do you guys have Do you guys have the ability, Savannah and Michael, to to meet up? What's the distance between the two of you?
We're right at probably 50 miles apart.
That's great.
All this time you were so close.
Yeah, you can meet for lunch.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, meet her. Take her to Hooters.
Oh, Al.
So, I am so glad something good came out of this, because we got a lot of good has come out of this.
I mean, we've had a few death threats thing they never saw them after.
Right, yeah.
And now a father and daughter reunited that never knew.
United, yeah.
It's something. I'm still ecstatic.
Well, please just keep us posted on your journey. We want to be part of the family album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
We want to see pictures. This is so great.
We can do that.
Awesome. Yeah, we're going to keep track of your guys' first meeting and see how everything goes, okay?
Savannah, I hope they find out, you know, father's help now, what's going on with your son, and we can get to the bottom of that, too.
Yes, we go to Cook's on Thursday, so.
Great hospital.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you both for sharing your story. I mean, that's real personal, and you allowed us to peek into your lives, and we appreciate that.
And I'm glad I'm glad you guys got to talk voice to voice, not in person.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You guys have a wonderful day. I'm sure you guys will be talking all day to each other to catch up a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to do everything I can.
And in the words of Kelly Clarkson, check your other box.
No, she didn't say that. No.
Oh, you have like a real inability to be emotional with us and other people. This is a huge moment.
I know it is. I'm just trying. You know what? Sometimes laughter and song can make the worst moment better.
It wasn't even funny, so there's no laughter.
Yeah. Oh.
And this is a wonderful moment in itself.
Sorry about that, Michael.
Sorry,
Savannah.
You guys.
That's all right.
There you go, Michael.
Big Al.
Well, what a wonderful story. Yay. Thank you for sharing that with us, you guys.
And we'll
welcome, and thank you.
Oh, thank you, guys.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Earlier on the show, we interviewed Brenton Thwaites from the movie The Giver. You can see that interview. Watch it in its entirety at kidnation.com. You could also watch the Wiz Khalifa interview that Jenna and I did.
There's no need to watch that.
If you like,
you can skip over that.
If you like awkward moments with Wiz Khalifa.
No.
And we also took part in that challenge everybody's doing. The ALS
Ice Bucket Challenge.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's doing it. I mean, if you go on Facebook, it's basically every post.
It's everywhere.
So, Kelly, this is just something for, unfortunately, for folks, me and you that know this guy and his group called Hanson. Last night I saw this tease on ABC News. It said, hey, Hanson's going to be by here to do the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Oh, cool.
And I'm like, I got to see this. It's right across the street from me. I said, in fact, I might go even go down there and say hi to the guys. News comes on. It's time for the Ice Bucket Challenge. It's the sportscaster, a guy named Dale Hanson.
Oh. I thought
it was Hanson. Anyway, thought I'd check.
Anyway. Anyway.
Either way, you were going to go down there for Hanson doing it.
I was. I really was.
That's still weird.
Why? I mean, they're across the street. I'm saying hi.
I'd say... Would you guys say Al's was the wussiest reaction to us doing it?
Yeah, let's listen in on our Ice Bucket Challenge.
Al was complaining for like hours afterwards.
Dude, this was, dude. Ugh.
And by the way, Kelly was closest to the mic, then Jenna, then Big Al, then me. That's how we were lined up. Kelly closest to the mic. I was the furthest. Second furthest was Big Al Mac.
Is that important to note?
Yes.
I guess so.
Listen to our Ice Bucket Challenge.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is going to get dunked on, and we're each going to make a donation to the ALS Foundation. We're not happy about it, but we're going to get this over with. Got my jorts and my Britney Spears on. Just do it.
Just do it.
Three.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, God, no.
All right. Oh. Hey, you guys, so this means now that we did it, we get to issue a challenge to other people, right?
Al.
Yes.
Come on, man.
That was ice cold water.
I know
water.
What's cold. Worse is because you're wearing the t-shirt, and then the t-shirt sticks to your body.
Yes.
And it was even colder than the ice.
Not that bad.
You and your young, hot blood.
I was trying so hard to do that because I saw one that an NFL player did, Colin Kaepernick, where they dumped it on him, and he goes, I don't get cold. That's what I was trying to do, but I couldn't.
Uh-oh.
My body just automatically started
The anticipation of it is worse
than
the actual.
Yeah. But the cold plunge.
Just do it.
So you heard Jenna throw out the challenge to the four people that dumped the buckets on us.
Well, because we're kind of thinking, all right, who are we going to challenge at this point? I feel like it should be the tail end of this thing.
Yeah.
So,
Jenna, we're just going to say it. And that concludes.
Yeah. Right. We were just going to end it. But I'm like, okay, the four guys pouring it on us were enjoying it a little bit too much. So I threw it out to the guys in production.
But somehow this was said after.
That was unexpected.
Why did he say that? Let's listen in.
So we're the people who just dumped on the Kid Craddock Morning Show cast.
He dumped on us.
Trey, Russ, Face, Ryan, and Greggles. And so now we're accepting their challenge, the Ice Bucket Challenge for ALS to get dumped on.
Yeah, you are. Ready?
One, go.
One, two, three.
We dumped it all on the guy talking, Russ.
Four buckets of ice cold water.
Unexpected.
It should be very expected.
He got it all. And then,
never forget
and
first
notice,
class
and notice
gate.
He did, and notice, notice he did not preface it by saying he was also going to make a donation.
No, he. Well, they are. They will. But
well, you can't speak for them. They did the whole thing is
might.
You do the ice bucket
right.
or the donation. You can
or
choose
you can do both if you want. Yeah.
But the thing is, you're supposed to challenge people, and we took this out just because it didn't make any sense. You're supposed to challenge people that will probably most likely see this. He throws out, Russ Face, the guy that got dumped on, throws out, I'd like to challenge Evan Longoria from the Tampa Bay Rays.
He has like a man crush on Evan Longoria.
Oh, and Kelly's God. Face is epic because she's looking at him like, who is that?
Who?
Who? I was like, Tampa? Eva Longoria?
No.
I mean, who is he?
Tampa Bay Rays.
Like
so,
he's going to answer so Russ Face's challenge.
He's never going to see this. But if this guy married Eva Longoria, that'd be the coolest.
It'd be way confusing.
Eva and Evan Longoria.
Eva,
that'd be a pretty cool married
Eva
couple.
And Eva, yeah.
Why? Because she wouldn't have to change anything?
I mean, do you think she would hyphenate her last name?
Longoria, Longoria?
No.
No, Longoria, Longoria.
I mean, that'd be pretty cool.
Longoria squared.
Eva Longoria, Longoria.
L squared, yeah.
Mm-mm.
You know who else joined in on the Ice Bucket Challenge?
Who?
Charlie Sheen jumping in on this bandwagon.
Really?
Let's listen in on Charlie's.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Sheen here with the Ice Bucket Challenge. I've been called out by Ryan Miller, who is Noreen DeWolf's husband. Oh, and also the goalie for the Vancouver Canucks.
Cool.
Anyway, all right. Here we go.
All right. Huh. Sounds like paper.
Oh, wait. That's not ice. That's $10,000 in cash. Which I am donating to the ALS Foundation because, let's face it, ice is going to melt, but this money is going to actually help people. So, I am hereby calling out John Cryer, Chuck Lorre, and Ashton Kutcher to identically do what I just did. Come on, guys. It's for a great cause.
He threw it out to the guys he used to work with and the guy who took over his job.
$10,000 each.
Well, yeah.
Wow, it'd be a lot of money for
That's him. Nothing to Ashton Kutcher, by the way.
I would just ignore Charlie Sheen.
I thought he was
winning. Yeah, that would be us.
Isn't it shocking the amount of money he makes?
It is. It's mind blowing.
When you hear, because I've tried watching a few episodes of Two and a Half Men. I'm like, he's paid millions for that?
Millions?
That's literally what he does.
Well, then again, Kelly, people say the same thing about us.
Okay.
Yeah, they do.
They pay y'all tens of thousands of dollars to do that.
Well, more like hundreds.
Hundreds of dollars.
How much are you making?
Hey, that was not me.
$100 an episode on this bad boy.
That was my 50 Shades of Grey moan when I auditioned.
Did you hear back about that audition?
Yeah. Apparently, I auditioned for the wrong part. They were looking for a girl for Anastasia. So.
Speaking of parts,
yeah, look at
what
you
is
breaking
your movie?
Down barriers,
what is your
though.
Movie?
I was trying.
Yeah, when does your movie?
What's your
come
movie going to come out?
I have a feeling
he's
already
it.
Done, so, and he let it go.
No, I didn't let it go. September 18th, I believe.
Because we have a firm date official. Now.
Yeah, that's the firm.
That's the release date.
Yeah,
that's the firm.
I am trying to hide it from you guys.
Why?
You can't.
We're gonna see it
because it's gonna be make fun of JC
no,
week.
It's gonna be premiere.
Why do you think we let you do it?
We're going to have a premiere. We're going to show it on the big screens. We're going to do everything.
This I know is you are. Be... Why not try to like lift me up? Because this is my first
time
doing it.
Wait, what are
we're
you talking
doing,
about? We could also just ignore it. This should be a big deal. So we want to have a red carpet and get dressed up and have media outlets there interviewing you.
We need to do fly-ins for people outside of the city.
Catering.
Catering.
That's one thing you don't do. Yeah. You don't need it.
Al can bring his food truck.
I'll bring
it. That'll be the classiest red carpet ever.
Wait. Is it straight to DVD?
No, it wasn't. It's a film festival movie, so it goes to film festivals and then.
Then DVD.
Then, yeah, probably.
Oh, is it
probably
gonna be,
so. Yeah. But that's no big deal.
That's what happens
to
most.
Is it going to be at Sundance?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Do we get to go with you to the film festival?
Where's that hot chick you did the love scene with?
She's in L.A., Al. She just got engaged, actually.
Did she?
Yeah.
Boy, you were that bad. She got to run to her fiance.
She was with him before that for years.
But you
watching
sealed the
you
deal
two
for him.
Make yeah love on screen was enough to push him over the edge.
That sealed the deal for her. So I made them stay together, if anything.
Yes, you did. And we're going to see that film. We're going to do a premiere. So there.
Pretty sure it's September 18th.
All right.
You can wear that tuxedo that's wadded up in the back of your trunk.
Tomorrow.
Get one more use out of it before you turn it back in.
Yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.